Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, hold on. I had it all queued up and everything. Just stink at this computer. Purple. P-U-R-P-L-E. Text purple to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. My mom says, don't text and drive. Purple is this hour's. Yep. Purple is this hour's code word. Get on it. Get you $1,000.
But don't text and drive.
Don't do that. Just wait till you get. You got an hour to enter it.
How are you going to be driving and texting when you're driving?
Right. Good point, Ben.
You're swerving all over the lanes.
Don't do it.
Don't do it to the people. You're driving and texting.
Don't. Before we get into more trash, I really wanted to revisit the Game of Thrones story from this morning.
Yes.
We didn't notice this, but somebody texted us early this morning, and now it's just starting to show up in all the different sources. About, let's see, 17 minutes and 38 seconds into episode 4 last night, spoiler alert, Starbucks makes an appearance. Somebody left a Starbucks cup right there at the banquet table where they're all sitting. And
so funny.
It's just, it's really quite an appearance it made. It's just a cup.
Were you able to validate pumpkin spice latte inside?
I was not. I did not see any markings on the outside. I don't know what time of year they shot this actual scene. That would play into it.
Actually, Hooman, the color of the cup is that sort of red maroony color around Christmas time.
Oh, is that so?
Isn't it? Can you go back to that picture?
I don't know. I thought
I saw it on Hooman's computer, and I thought it was red.
Oh, like a holiday.
Sure.
Could have been a peppermint mocha latte.
Yeah, could have
been. You know, it's hard to say unless you can see what's written on the outside.
I couldn't validate this, but somebody said on the sleeve of the cup it was written Danny, so I don't know if that's true.
She gives the name Danny. She doesn't say Amelia when she goes in there. Anyway, it's just, you know, how adorable that there was a Starbucks cup. You got to go back and, you know, look, I was going to rewatch the episode anyway at some point this week, and now I can't wait to see the Starbucks cup.
I put the picture and story on the Sarah and Vinny.
Can you see the color of the cup, though?
It looks white and brown to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, it has a sleeve,
like a sleeve,
right?
Yeah, I think it has a sleeve.
Do you see Danny's name on that sleeve?
I do not.
I don't. Can you zoom in on that? Can we get the CSI team on this, please?
It's hard to zoom in.
See if we can.
It's kind of grainy when you zoom in, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So this is what I got here.
They need to use that. Let's have.
I can zoom in for you there. See that?
Are we sure that's not a candle?
That is not a candle.
That's
for sure
the top of the little plastic part of the coffee cup there. And you can almost see the logo, a Starbucks logo, circle,
almost,
green
right.
thing.
It has the little sleeve on there. Yeah.
Nope, they failed.
Yep.
But it happens.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back and take a look at that. Somebody, you know, I was just staring at her face the whole time. I can't pull my eyes off that girl's face. So.
I know.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, that last scene where she's walking away and she's got she is burning with hate. I did feel like, get your dragon out of there. Don't get that dragon anywhere. You're down to one, girl. Like, spoiler alert. You know, let's not get anywhere near those bolts.
You're supposed to say that before.
I did. You know
you
what?
Say stuff.
Hopefully, people went. Oh, I guess I can't listen because it's Game of Thrones stuff. I mean, Jesus, let's get that thing out of there. Anyway, Game of Thrones, Starbucks cup.
I gave you my theory earlier. I think that
paid placement.
No, I think the Danny thing is going to be different than you do.
Oh yes, yeah. But I did think after that, like, now she's really being ruled by hate. Like, maybe she's, I think Bryn and I have Jon Snow on the throne.
You and Hooman have Jon Snow. I would like to choose.
Oh, that's right.
You chose Danny.
You did choose Danny.
These are all guesses, by the way.
Yeah, just guesses.
We don't know anything.
And you said Cersei. And Yuzi, who
no,
did you say?
No, I said Sansa.
I said Sansa, oh, that's too.
Right. Oh, you're both Sansa. Yeah. So yeah, nobody thinks Cersei more, wins.
I lean more towards Sansa as well, but, you know, somebody's got to choose.
Somebody's got to take
I Annie. Feel like there were hints given in the last episode, and they're just clues. I'm just guessing. I'm grabbing at straws, and you know how that goes. Probably blow up in my face. They were probably placed there to misdirect me.
Yeah.
But I thought there were things that were clear that were said where you went. Oh.
You know, I actually felt like her last thing was passing that tidbit of info to Tyrion and that we're not going to see her again.
Really?
Cersei?
No, Sansa.
Oh, Sansa.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot.
Oh, don't worry about it. You know what? Don't worry about it. Hey, I wanted to say happy birthday, George Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
He's 58 years old today. I read a story this morning about that Sultan of Brunei guy. Mm-hmm. Remember they were trying to get Sharia law into place where if you are gay, they're going to stone you to death in the street. It looks like he's actually backed off that. Thanks to George Clooney's boycott of all his hotels, he has felt the pinch and has now said we will not be enforcing that rule.
Mm. Good.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, you know what? Cheers to you, George Clooney. And then I saw this morning it was his birthday. I'm like, I'm going to mention it. Mm-hmm. The heck with it.
Hope it's true.
Yeah. Still, it can't be a comfortable place to be gay. Whether or not they're enforcing the law, you'd be like, yeah, I'll go someplace else. Or if you live there, I'll get the hell out of here.
You'd be surprised how many people don't leave.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's even the Bay Area where people are like, I can't afford to live here.
Have you?
What are you going to do? Well, I can't leave.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's where I live.
What, are you tied down?
Have you seen the Sultan in his military costume?
Why don't you bring that in here? Right. Let's have a look at that. A look at this Sultan of Brunei. Brunei's tiny little place, right?
Look at this guy. He looks ridiculous, of course.
Let's have a look.
It's a costume, everybody.
Well, it is really... it's very ornate. I mean, did he win all those awards? I mean, he's certainly decorated. He does. He's like winning the contest for flair at Fridays.
So Brunei's been in a lot of wars, have they?
Apparently so. Wars against gay people, it sounds like. Hey, Hooman, this one's for you. This is a recommendation for you as you're trying to decrease the inflammation in your back. And you know, Yuzi has to get a look at the picture first. Watching Avengers Endgame can be good for your health.
Oh.
That and other superhero flicks are not just good entertainment, solid fun, solid entertainment. They can help you conquer your fears, improve your confidence, and reduce anxiety, according to a report.
How so?
They say taking in a big action thriller could be used as kind of cinema therapy to treat people with a range of psychological disorders. This is the Sunday Times of London, got this study from somewhere. Researchers found that big screen exposure to the adventures of Spider-Man and Ant-Man actually reduced symptoms of spider and ant phobias by 20%.
Huh. That's interesting.
Is it?
I don't know. I know a lot of really awkward people that watch these superhero movies and they walk out completely awkward still.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's not going to cure you, you know.
Well, what's
one,
it going to do exactly?
One watch, it reduces your anxiety.
For 3 hours while you're watching it?
Makes your phobias lessen their hold on you. I do have to say, I kind of hate ants, but after watching Ant-Man, I was like, oh, look at them all working together, you know, to help the world.
Yeah.
That's nice. The Spider-Man thing, I don't see how that reduces anxiety. That he's still just a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to. My missus is still scared of spiders. She's seen Spider-Man, and my kids now, well, the oldest, she's caught it too.
You know, you do catch it from other people.
What? There's a spider in here. I can't get out. You're trapped in the bathroom because a little teensy spider
you can't move.
Is between you and the exit. I'm on my way.
It's not so even, it just dumb. Gets, it's such a pain. It's not even funny. It's like, it's a spider. Just, you know.
Right.
Ignore it or squish it with toilet paper. Like, don't worry about
it. Yeah, preferably leave it alone.
Yeah, just leave it be.
It's not doing anything
to
anybody.
In fact, it keeps the other bugs out of here. It's just so, like, to hear a grown man screaming, you know. Well, I guess they're not totally grown men, but they do have
deep
voice.
These are your boys?
Voice. Oh, my God. My one kid goes, he's like, oh, my God. There's, you know, in his deep voice, there's a huge spider in the bathroom, Mom. Can you get it for me?
What do you say?
You don't. Yeah, all right. I mean, I want you to get clean. Your room smells like a goat lives in there, so, you know, anything to make that better. I'll go get the mean old spider. It's like, you know, the top of a pinhead. He's like, it's huge. Long, furry legs. All right. Brie Larson. Brie Larson is an actress. She just starred as Captain Marvel in her own movie, and I assume that she had a large role to play in Avengers Endgame. I don't know.
I liked her in...
You saw the Captain Marvel.
I did, and I liked her.
She is the least significant person in Endgame, by far.
She's not the least. Yeah, she's pretty.
Spoiling alert.
Out of all those
superheroes. Nerd fight alert.
Who's less significant than her?
Hawkeye.
Did he run out of arrows halfway through?
Gwyneth
Paltrow isn't a superhero. Gwyneth Paltrow is his girlfriend or whatever. She doesn't count.
She's pretty super.
Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Hawkeye's a bit... He's pivotal.
Yeah,
he's... Don't forget about that soul
stone.
Anyway.
Guys, don't
She's big, though. She is big in that movie.
Who, Brie Larson?
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel.
Well, anyway, before she was a big actress in Captain Marvel,
right?
She was a pop star. She has an actual.
The album's out.
Well, was it just a one-off song, or
I only have a single. I'm not sure how many songs she released, but this is from 2009. It has almost 3 million views on YouTube.
Oh no, hold on here. She released in 2005 a record called "Finally Out of PE." Is that like when she finally got out of gym class at school? I mean, she's pretty young. And there's a bubblegum pop single that's called "She Said." Oh, that's funny. She looks like Avril Lavigne a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know the video was up.
Oh yeah, the video's playing. That's her.
Oh, she's a little girl there, huh?
Tiny.
Yeah, she's maybe 15.
All right. Well, good for her.
All right. Cheers. So there she is. But the reason we found out that she had this pop career, I guess, you know, 15 years ago, is that she. I don't know this Ariana Grande song.
Me neither.
But I guess in a series of Instagram stories, she performed a cover of Ariana Grande's My Everything.
I don't know this song.
No, me neither. So if you follow her on Instagram, maybe you've already seen this. Maybe we'll hear more music from her. Although it seems like, you know, once you're a superhero.
Then you can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. She'll probably be like, yeah, I really wanted to be in music.
Won't you be busy at all the conventions then? The Comic-Cons? And
I mean, that's the last thing you do, right?
It does seem like the end game. It does seem like, you know, well, if all else fails, I can go sit at Comic-Con in my own booth and charge people $25 for a picture.
Right.
You know, there you've always got that going for you. So there you go. That's her cover of My Everything. I didn't realize she was a singer. She's good. Good little singer. Jussie Smollett is in the news today. His Empire co-stars are not satisfied with Fox's plan to keep his character off the upcoming season. They are lobbying for him to come back full-time.
Mm.
Sources on the show say all the cast members, Taraji P. Henson, Terrence Howard, and the rest of them, feel that Jussie deserves a fair shake. And that should include a full return to the show. We had heard last week that they picked up his option, so he'll get paid. But the jury was sort of out as to what they were going to do with him. They had no plans to bring his character back to the show. I guess his co-stars are busy pushing for his return. As for why, TMZ reports the cast feels Jussie's character was a very important part of the show. They don't feel that his return will hurt the ratings. In fact, if anything, just maybe the fact that it would get talked about so much would get them some ratings. In one of the final episodes of season 5, Jussie's character Jamal got married in the first gay black wedding on primetime TV. So that was groundbreaking. Let's see.
In general.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect me at all. I've never seen this show and I probably won't.
Right.
So if they believe that he's told the truth and that he's getting a bad deal, then as friends, I guess it's nice of them to step out on his behalf.
Right.
Good for them.
He's got legal issues, serious legal issues in front of him. He's in a civil suit with the city of Chicago. Suing him for the cost of the investigation into the racist and homophobic staged attack. And I can't remember the name of the woman,
Kim Fox.
She is, they're looking into her now because she dropped all the charges.
Mm-hmm. It's a trip when someone is at the center of all this, and if he's lied and all this is still happening around him and it's all just fallout in his wake.
Mm-hmm.
it would be hard, in my opinion, if it were me to sleep at night, to deal with the fact that I've caused all this,
right,
and I'm supposed to show up at work after everyone has politicked on my behalf, and I'm supposed to continue to keep the secret that, nah, I did it.
Oops.
Yeah.
Constantly watching your back. That's, yeah, I'm with you, Vinny. I couldn't sleep.
That's just...
It would be very difficult. I mean, you'd just be... I'd be killing myself in bed, you know? Just like... I don't know. I guess I'd be taking something to knock me out.
You'd have to.
I would. And then I guess I'll do this really fast. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, they were married last week by an Elvis impersonator in Las Vegas. This happened after the Billboard Music Awards.
How's marriage treating them?
So far, so good. I guess, Vinny. You know, it hasn't even been a week yet.
I'm taking polls. I'm just wondering how people like it.
Oh, you're going to love it. I like it.
You love it?
Oh, my God. It's the greatest.
All right.
So they had these ring pops as their rings. Mm-hmm. And now the rapper from one of them, I believe it's from the one that Joe Jonas gave to Sophie Turner. That's Sansa Stark, everyone. The rapper for one of the ring pops is on the auction block.
Stupid.
Fake Elvis himself, Jesse Grice, found it, put it on eBay. He said, oh, yeah. So he says it's the ring Joe gave to Sophie. It's in very good condition, this wrapper, but it is slightly used because there's no ring pop in it.
What's he want for it?
Well, it's up to $4,000.
What?
I know. The starting bid was $10, so someone immediately bid that, no problem. People are actually bidding on this thing. As of last night, it was up to more than $4,000. I don't know what it's at now. Hmm. Comes with a certificate of authenticity, so that's legit. You can't print those up on your home printer.
From the fake Elvis.
Right. Okay, buddy. But, you know, if you're looking for a little piece of that wedding, that's how you get it. And here we go with the box office. Avengers Endgame, surprise everyone, it made another $145 million at the box office. It has made $619 million domestically.
Mm.
That's big. It is now the second highest grossing movie of all time. It has $2.189 billion worldwide. It just passed Titanic, which was at $2.187. Avatar made $2.8 billion.
Yeah.
So chances are it'll end up beating that. It's only been out for 10 days or something. What are you smiling about?
Do you even care about a second installment of Avatar? Like,
yeah.
Do you even care? Like,
I would watch that.
You'd watch it.
It's coming out.
Supposedly.
When?
2020.
Like, they've let so much time pass.
When did it come out? Like, 2009?
2009, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, honestly, it took him so long just to get that one out. Like, what is taking this guy so long?
I don't know, but you really, it's not
I do
the
care.
Way it's
I will absolutely. I love
done.
That movie. I will watch that at home, and then I will go and see the new movie whenever it ever comes out.
I really
liked it. Was there not an Avatar 2 already?
No,
I forget.
There hasn't.
Okay. Are they going to, and there's supposed to be an Avatar 3 as well, right?
Yeah, there's supposed to be 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, he was
shooting
supposed
them all
to
together.
Do them all together because he missed the boat on this first episode, and it's been, what, is that 10 years?
Yes. And it's still not coming
still
out.
Counting.
So Avatar 2 is 2020, 3 is 2021, 4 is 2024, 5 is 2025. He also has...
But...
What?
He can't even get the second one out. They already have it slated for these other places?
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But Fiona one took 10 years to make, right? That's what they said.
Well, apparently he was inventing the cameras that right. they use to get those shots.
Well, yeah. The thing is, too, I mean, I hope they've done the principal photography and they're just working on the effects because these people are all old now. Like Sigourney Weaver's going to come back and she's going to be...
In a wheelchair.
Yeah. Although, did she die? Spoiler alert in the first one.
Did she die?
I thought she did. I thought they gave her back to the tree and the tree like swallowed her or whatever.
Oh, yeah. She might be part of the tree and just her voice.
No, so just, right.
See, you don't even remember.
You're right.
Well, 2009.
I mean,
it's
been
10
years, Vinny.
That's what I mean.
Everything is CG anyway. They can make anybody anything. Right. It doesn't matter who's starring in it and how old they look, right?
That's true.
Say the other box office numbers.
Let me give you the new stuff. So. The Intruder was in second place. That made $11 million, just slightly less than the $145 million that Avengers made. Long Shot. That's
we reviewed
the
that.
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
It's good, everyone. Go see that.
Seth Rogen. $10 million. Maybe I'll see it today. Okay. I got to figure out something to do with my family, you know?
Yeah, take them to that. They'll laugh their asses off.
Number four is Ugly Dolls. That made $8.5 million. Captain Marvel, Breakthrough, The Curse of La Llorona.
Shazam, Little, and Dumbo round out the top 10.
Do you have 11?
No, El Chicano.
Is it El Chicano?
El Chicano's number 11.
What'd it make?
How much?
$700,000.
All right.
Hey, this week we're reviewing Tolkien, everybody.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that review. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Warning about a choking game and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Right now, caller number 97 at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rock and Napa Valley for Friday, May 24th. Plus, we'll give you exclusive Friday access into the Jam Cellars Club Room to see unplugged artist jam sessions with Jane. Jane always has all the cool guys come by.
Mm-hmm.
Cool kids. Listen all this week at around 8:30, 12:30, 3:30, and 5:30 for your chance to jam with Jane at Bottle Rock 2019. Call right now, 800-400-3697. We have single-day tickets for caller number 97.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app, and you can get that app, and then you can put this show on, and then you can listen to us on Radio.com.
Here we are.
Here's what's happening. So I've got a bunch of stuff to get to. First of all, the Warriors and Sharks play tonight. Mm. So there's that. Go Warriors and go Sharks.
Yeah.
And the A's and Giants are both in last place. So let's just move on.
Last place.
All right.
It's a hard place to be.
Weed tourism. You down?
I'm not. I don't really smoke it. So.
No.
I don't know. Too late for me. It would have been great when I was a kid.
The story in the paper today is about weed tourism, saying that people worry it might be barbed wire and barking Dobermans, but no. Smiling farmer welcomes a tour group.
Oh.
And the view opened to reveal rows of pot plants baking in the sun.
Oh.
It's not some kind of...
So that's what's happening now. People are coming here to check out the fields.
Taking pot tours.
All right. It'll be like wine tasting up in Napa, you know?
It's exactly like wine
tasting.
You
take the tour, you pick out your sticky bud.
They're calling them cannatourists.
Yeah. Oh.
With marijuana fully legal in California, the growers are absolutely looking at wine country as a model for how to do business.
You have little tastings.
They
places for people to recover.
And munchies.
Oh, my God, munchies. That's going to be big business. Salty snacks.
Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity counties are having limo buses bring groups of friends celebrating birthdays, retirements, even brides-to-be.
Mm.
Visit the area farms and partake.
You could park some food trucks outside.
I want some tacos.
Destination.
Mm-hmm. There's
good.
I had to bring up tacos. Now everybody wants tacos.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say tacos, too.
Just be a good thing to, you know,
taco
have,
are so
right?
Delicious.
You go in your can of tour, and you're all like, wow, I'm really hungry now. Oh, look, you guys, there's a taco truck. Is that a Mirage, or is that a taco truck? Oh, let's go see.
Next stop, there's another kind of food.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great. Oh, you know that Korean barbecue truck? That'd be the one.
How about that lobster roll truck?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm in. Cousins. I might have to go on one of these can of tours if all these awesome food trucks are going to be there.
You're just going to go for the food?
Sure.
Anyway, they say here in San Francisco, there's plenty of places popping up as well. Hmm. California took in $345 million in tax revenue from legal cannabis in 2018.
I think the tax rate's higher on it than most goods that you buy, too.
And that's just
25% or some crazy high number?
I don't know.
That's just the first year for recreational sales, which means it can only go up as people will start to feel more comfortable with it.
It's everywhere now.
It is.
Walk around with it.
But I still, and I haven't looked because I don't use, but I imagine people are slow to, you know, walk into a new place and sort of, oh, what's going on in here?
Right.
Same way they worry these tours are going to be, and then it turns out it's just a neat farm.
Yep.
It's all good. It's farm. Fun. Anyway, that tax revenue is nice to hear.
Yeah,
we've often all argued, man, why wouldn't you tax that?
Right.
You're throwing people in jail and instead of making money on that.
Right.
So
costs a lot of money to put someone in jail. A dumb thing like having a bag of weed.
I wanted to... Right.
Yeah. Dumb.
I walked around... My teen years were spent with a baggie in my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You know how uncomfortable that is?
You could have had sweat-free balls your whole teen life.
So this story is in USA Today, and I mention it because it's something I did as a kid. So it's clearly something kids do.
Okay.
Except that in my case, it was me and Jason Sisko. We did it at his house probably half a dozen times before Claire, his mom, sort of, you know, stumbled upon what the hell is going on up there.
Oh.
And
what were you guys doing? Can't wait to hear.
It's called, well, they call it here a choking game.
Oh. You guys would choke each other out?
Basically, yeah, you'd hyperventilate, and then someone would press on you, and you'd pass out.
Mm.
And we were doing
so
this.
So just looking for ways to kill brain cells.
Without thinking that, or ourselves.
Yeah.
We didn't even think about that we might die from it. Well, Claire, you know, stumbles upon this, sees us, what we're doing, and then puts an end to it right there.
Freaks the F out like any good parent would do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Scary.
Put an end to that.
Did she tell your mom?
I don't remember, but I know we didn't do it anymore.
Mm.
So probably. It was over. Here's a story in today's USA Today. This is something that kids are doing online. So this is now the, what do they call that? Viral or their...
Please don't do this, kids. It's so dumb. Oh, my God.
Players either strangle themselves or others to get high on hypoxia, a lack of oxygen to the brain. It's the same thing people are doing when they do that with the sex. What do they call that?
Autoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah. Oh,
parents of an Indiana teen are warning families of a dangerous social media challenge after their teen was gravely injured.
Oh, my God. Brain damage?
Isn't gravely injured death? No?
I don't know. Injured sounds like they lived. Mortally wounded sounds like they died. I don't know.
Well, anyway, they're going on to say that this guy was participating in the choking challenge incident Wednesday evening. Oh, no, and they're now preparing his organs to be donated in the coming days. No,
so he's a vegetable.
It sounds like he's dead. Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
will be once they take his organs.
We've learned that Mason attempted a challenge that he saw on social media and it went horribly wrong. The challenge is widely known as the choking game, an activity defined as self-strangulation or strangulation or assisted strangulation for the
kids.
Brief euphoric state.
Jesus.
This has killed, and I just want to mention it. It's a small number, but it's so stupid that anyone would die from this. A 2008 CDC report cited 82 children between the ages of 6 and 19 died after playing this between 95 and 07. So, but that those are families that are ruined by something so dumb. So I wanted to mention it. Please don't do this.
Don't do it. Oh, that's just sickening.
Imagine
that, your kid with their whole life ahead of
right,
them.
A little kid. This kid's mom says, I know our kids always complain that we're being too overprotective, but it's okay. It's our job.
That is our job.
Mm-hmm. So, let me just put that out there. Don't do that. By the way, this is just a second quick message. If you may need to get another measles shot.
Oh, yeah.
Just
tell
real quick,
again.
You need to know this. That
I'm going to get one.
If you're over 30, you should ask your doctor if you need to get a new booster shot because anti-vaxxers have brought the measles back.
And they're saying if you're, especially if you're born before 68, like you might have no protection whatsoever. And then the other date was like sometime in the 80s, right?
Yeah, 89.
89 is when the really efficient one came out, so you even might have to go get
this. The measles vaccine was updated in 89 after a few outbreaks, and that vaccine is really effective. So before 89, sorry, you only got about half the dose, which might not be enough. So, great news.
I wonder if I ever had it. That's my mom. She's at my house, so I'll just ask her when I get there.
How's the visit going?
It's great.
Really good?
It's going, I mean, knock wood. It's going splendidly.
What'd she make you for dinner last night?
She only made dinner one of the nights. Oh, last night, my brother smoked some salmon and my son made
smoked
bagels.
Salmon again?
We love it. He makes smoked salmon and we make these, and Riley makes homemade bagels.
That's what you were going home for when you left on Friday.
For no. Really? I said we were going to do it over the weekend.
Tell him about the war over the salmon.
Uh-oh.
The war?
Yeah.
You had a war over salmon?
What was the war?
There were two types of salmon.
And well, one of them was awesome and the other one was okay.
Yeah.
So we all ate the awesome one.
But the okay one was from your brother, right?
He made them both.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He cooked two different kinds of salmon.
I got it.
So what happened with the good one?
Who won the war?
Well, I mean, I think I won. I usually win everything, so.
That's true.
With that, so.
Who was the war against? I don't understand.
The salmon. We fought against the salmon. Yeah. And I ate it. I killed it. I won. I won that war.
Okay.
No, my mom has only made one meal, and she made like pork chops with sauerkraut and potatoes, and it was delicious. And actually, it was even like it sat in the fridge for a couple days too, and I've been picking at it all weekend. It was so good. Stick a fork in that for a few minutes.
Mom.
And what's on the agenda for today? Anything?
Well, we talked about going out to Thai food for lunch, you know.
Yeah. Lucky.
And then they have some fundraiser at Hooman's that they're going to tonight, all of them.
Oh, okay.
We'll see about that.
Oh.
I don't know. It's too late at night for me. I was like, well, have fun. I'm going to be going to bed at that point.
But Gentry and Ellie are going to go out with
Hooman
tonight.
And John, my brother and my...
Is Debbie coming?
I think everybody's going except me.
Big party.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope they have a great time. Raise money for this girl who cares about children.
That's great.
Thanks.
A fight involving as many as 70 people in a shopping center, a mall near Pleasant Hill.
A 70-person...
Brawl.
What?
A 70...
What was it about?
I don't know. What do people fight about? And all kinds of stupid things.
One of those... Black Friday kind of deals?
One police officer and a mall security officer were treated at the scene for exposure to pepper spray.
Oh.
Police were called to the mall parking lot around 8:30 on Saturday to report at least 30 juveniles fighting.
Little
you ever been in a 30 people fight?
Absolutely.
You have?
You have?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell them the story about when your buddy went to go punch that one guy and punched through the window and punched the guy's face.
Well, that was an intended
one. He punched through a window to punch a dude out?
In that case.
Tell that story. They're that's like a good story.
Go in the TL, intended loan where I grew up.
In the TL.
I'm not gonna go too deep, but they're fighting. And usually, like, when the fight breaks out, there was no cell phones back then. So when you're in our hood, we were able to get the entire, like, radius, four blocks there within a heartbeat. You know what I mean? Because they're like, they're fighting two blocks up. Boom, everybody's running there. Anyway, so this guy's taking off in the car. He punches through the window, hits the guy in the face.
Through a window of a car?
Yeah, it hits
was
the guy in the face.
Was his hand made of steel?
And then, no.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
And then the guy steps on the gas and then breaks my friend's arm.
Oh!
Yeah.
That was just one of the fights. I mean, I've been in a bunch of dumb...
Man, that went from so cool to totally sucks. Mm.
Everybody sucked in that case. Nobody won. Hey. Everybody lost.
Yeah.
Hey.
So what caused the 70-person
fight? The crowd dispersed quickly, and there were no arrests. So someone yelled, "Dad," and everyone ran for it.
Oh.
Dad?
That happens,
you know,
too.
Cops.
Yeah.
Oh. Tell the story about when one of your friends was talking bad to the police officer and got you guys thrown in jail.
Oh, that's another story.
That's a good one.
That's a terrible one. Yeah. That's when I went to jail, too. And then they attack on whatever they want to attack
then
on.
One of his buddies
go to Canada
was talking ass the whole time.
What are you, a rookie?
What are you, a rookie?
Like,
you don't know my
rights.
Shut
up, dude. Don't say that to Dad.
Ask him for trouble.
Just be respectful.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. For the love of Ellie, please don't text and
don't
drive.
My mom has asked very nicely.
This is a minor spoiler, but so if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, sorry, but someone's about to bring something up that Sarah needs to address.
All right.
So, spoiler alert. I'm sure you've already talked lots about Game of Thrones, but why was Brienne crying over Jaime? Go back to newly knighted badass Brienne.
Because she thought that he was going to stay. She thought suddenly that she was going to...
She found love.
He
found
was her love. First.
Her first.
Don't be a and duh. Only. Don't you...
First and only. Mm. I thought that was great that they got together, but it's just, you know, as soon as all the crap was going on with Cersei, he knew he had to go. Oh, come
on. Yeah, but...
How could she think he wasn't going to go, too? Of
course, well, she deluded herself, you know.
But
so sad.
He's going to her not to kill her. He's going because he loves her.
Yeah.
Right.
She's his addiction.
Right.
And he even says, like, you know, I'm a bad person. So I just, like, pushed a kid out of a window for Cersei. Yeah.
I will say for the record, Brienne is pregnant.
Oh, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Maybe that
first
maybe,
time
maybe her
she did it. Come on.
Sure.
They did it at least twice.
Oh, they did it a bunch. They were like, that was where he lived.
Her luck.
He was staying behind.
Yeah. Can't be that bad.
What can't be that bad?
Her luck.
No, she is. Oh. She has ass luck for sure.
No, I think that's good luck for her because she's never going to see him again and she's going to want to kill
him. She's going to follow him.
Do you think she's going to follow him?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
And
get back with him?
Oh, see him die? You think she's going to watch him die?
Oh, that'll be good, right?
Well, oh, that's so tragic.
Isn't everyone heading over there?
No.
Yeah, they're all heading south.
You know who's not going? Sam and Gilly.
And Sansa.
Oh.
Right.
Well, that was why, supposedly, that was why the big woman was going to stay in Winterfell to watch over Sansa. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to stay here with you.
If you're right about Brienne, go ahead and give yourself 1,000,000 points. There's just no way.
I got 1,000,000 points last. I knew they were going to do it. I called that one.
What kind of points is yours?
We just have a point system.
Oh, boy, really?
That sounds dumb.
Well, anyway, I don't blame her for crying. Everybody loved their first person. You liked it. It was so fun. And she had fun.
Well, she just wanted him to stay.
She enjoyed
him. She was like, this is great. This is it. This is what we're going to be doing all the time now.
I mean, the first one, that's your one, right? You enjoyed it?
No, I didn't enjoy it too much.
You loved yours, right, Yuzi? Your first person?
Love is a little strong. Mm.
You know what I mean, though? Like
my mom loved him, though.
Oh, wow.
She did?
Uh-huh.
Literally, or?
Well, uh-oh. No, she just thought he was such a great guy, and he was so handsome.
Mm.
I was like, eh. Sorry.
I'm over
really?
Him. Got what I wanted from him.
Even though he
guy.
Was your first?
Yeah.
Just,
he's a nice looking tall guy. What I did find out was that he had a girlfriend, a serious girlfriend at another school.
Oh.
Who came to our school to beat me up.
Oh. Did she do it? Or did you beat her up?
No.
Did you hide from her in the bathroom?
It was shocked to save
I was
you.
So scared. No, because she got all the other girls in the school that were her friends to come over me, and they, like, surrounded me.
Then what happened?
What did you do?
Well, this one girl who was sort of...
Was this, where was this where they
this
surrounded
in
you?
Santa
in the bathroom?
Barbara. No, this was... we had off-school, off-campus lunch, and so it was, like, behind the Pioneer Chicken.
Oh.
And I was
Pioneer Chicken!
By the dumpster? By the chicken dumpster?
On the other side of the wall right there.
I don't know where Pioneer Chicken is.
It's a place for chicken.
Chicken is so
good. It's a
good.
SoCal thing, isn't it?
Oh, no, there's two still
it.
Left.
There
I never
is?
Even heard
where?
Of it.
Here?
Oh, that's right. SoCal. One's north of San Jose. Anyway, so what happened?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, there was this girl that was
Pioneer
sort of...
Pioneer Chicken.
sort of like a cousin to us, and she was a badass. So my mom basically told her to look out for me.
Okay.
And so she did, and she got me out of the situation.
Mm.
And so she, my mom, like, hired
situation.
Her to walk me
she
home.
She hired her?
With weed.
Nice.
to, like, keep an eye out for me, walk me
your
home.
Your mom is the best.
Hella gangster.
That's good currency.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Solid.
I was so scared,
how many
though.
Days? How many days did she have to walk you home?
Couple weeks, I think, and then they laid off.
So did your mom have, like, a dime back for her waiting every time?
It was just, like, she'd give her an eighth or something.
I love how just the whole misplaced anger, you know? The dude is the one who was doing the cheating. You were just a random girl. So what's she going to beat you up?
I just moved into that school. I had no idea who anybody was, so I didn't know this guy had been dating this girl.
Right. You burned yourself school? Right when you got to town?
Yeah, but that was fine.
She didn't mean to.
And you were the side piece, too, to this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang.
I didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. What That's a cool tough. Story. Always the good ones.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, I'll read more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.